It's been more than a month since the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services sent letters to more than 3,000 people on the waiting list, but so far fewer than 650 have replied. Advocates for the disabled say they know of people who've been on the list for years who didn't get the letter. They worry the state may have lost track of some needy people. But state officials, including the agency's Gina Meyer-Hummel, are starting to wonder about the accuracy of the list, which was compiled using names received from service providers.
What we're finding is, as we've moved through that list, that individuals, you know, are no longer waiting. They don't want to receive the service anymore. Maybe their situation has changed. And so we want to clean up the list so that the funding goes to individuals who are in need of the service.
The state has enough money to add about 400 people to the approximately 5,500 Kansans with disabilities who, in addition to medical care, are getting support services that help them live independently. I'm Jim McLean.